here comes the keenest pilot in the sky. It's Tailspin Tommy. Yes, your favorite flying hero, Tailspin Tommy, and his pal Skeeter, and their friend Betty Lou from the famous three-point flying field, have stepped right out of a million newspapers all over the country to bring you their exciting air adventures on the air. There are plenty of thrills ahead for you Tailspin Tommy fans and for all the 100,000 members of the Tailspin Tommy flying clubs across the country. You know, Flyers, Hal Forrest, who created Tailspin Tommy, is a real flying ace himself. He flew a speedy pursuit plane in the 144th Squadron of our Air Corps and was the commander of the pilot's training school at Kelly Field. That's why the adventures of Tailspin and his pal Skeeter have become one of the most popular comic strips in America. Because Hal Forrest is a top-notch pilot and knows just how to tell stories about flying. But now, let's see what's happening to Tommy and Skeeter. It's about 3 o'clock in the morning. The boys are fast asleep in their quarters when suddenly...
Hello.
Is that you, Tommy?
No, this is Skeeter. Oh, hiya, Betty.
Oh, Skeeter, is Tommy there?
Huh? Oh, yeah, sure. Just a minute. Hey, Tommy, it's Betty.
What, it's 3 in the morning?
Hello?
Tommy, I'm in my uncle's oil field. 416 is on fire.
On fire?
Oh, it's awful. The fire's completely out of control and we're helpless. Somebody's tampered with the whole storeroom of nitroglycerin.
Well, who did it?
I don't know. Oh, Tommy, Uncle John will lose everything if we don't stop this fire.
Well, then you need some nitro.
Yes, but Tommy...
Don't worry. I'll fly in with a load of soup as fast as I can make it.
Oh, please be careful.
It'll be all right, Betty. See you soon. Bye. Hey, Skeeter, get into your clothes, quick.
Did you say something about soup?
That's right.
Yeah, it sounds mighty good to me. I could go for a couple of bowls myself.
Well, this soup happens to be nitroglycerin.
Yeah? Well, I never tasted... Nitroglycerin? Hey, now, wait a minute. That stuff explodes.
Well, get your shoes on and step on it. We haven't a minute to lose. Betty is in plenty of trouble.
Hey, Tommy, I don't get it. What are we carrying this nitroglycerin for?
To put out an oil well fire. Take the stick for a minute. Course 10 degrees.
Put out a fire? With nitroglycerin? Hey, do you feel all right?
Nose her up. Let's get some altitude. Look, how do you put out a match?
Why, blow it out. Why?
Well, that's exactly how you put out a burning oil well.
Blow it out?
Uh-huh.
Boy, some blow, huh?
Well, you see, you can't use water. The idea is to drop the nitroglycerin right into the core of the fire.
Like a bomb?
Exactly. The explosion causes a vacuum and, well, in that split second, the fire can't get any oxygen and out it goes. It's all very simple.
Oh, yeah, sure. Just flying around a burning oil well with all that thick black smoke and a crate full of nitro. Sounds like a cinch. Hey, Tom, there's light up ahead. Must be getting near there, ain't we?
That's the fire, all right.
Gosh, if it looks like that from here, it must be a whopper.
I'm afraid it is, Skeeter.
Say, how come if this nitro is so important, they don't keep some handy?
They do, but Betty said somebody ruined the whole supply.
You mean on purpose?
Looks that way.
That sounds awful dumb to me.
Well, it means somebody wanted to see that well go up in flames.
Well, that's a fine thing to do, just to see a fire.
It wasn't just to see a fire, Skeeter. Somebody tampered with that nitro and started that fire for the sole purpose of ruining Betty's uncle.
Well, who?
Well, that's something we've got to find out.
Say, Tommy.
Yeah?
Anybody that'd do that ain't gonna be awful happy to see us coming to put that fire out.
You're probably right.
Well, then, putting out that fire ain't gonna be quite the cinch I said it was.
Maybe not, Skeeter. We've got to be ready for the worst.
You know, I kind of think it's going to be worse than the worst. Say, why couldn't we just pick out a nice, quiet little war instead of this?
Let's have the mic. See if we can call the oil field.
Yeah, here you are.
Thanks. Calling Baloob Oil Field. Calling Baloob Oil Field. Hello there. Tommy Tompkins calling Baloob Oil Field. Come in, Baloob.
Hello, Tommy. This is Betty. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Betty.
We salvaged a little nitro and sent Bryce up in the company plane. He released the nitro, but it missed the mark. We radioed him to come down and pick up your load, but he doesn't get it. He's still flying around up there. When you come closer, can you signal him down?
Okay, Betty, I'll signal him down.
Be careful you don't crash into him, Tommy. The smoke is awfully thick. It's almost impossible to see through.
Well, that blaze looks like it ought to give enough light.
Oh, no, please be careful, Tommy. When you get closer, the smoke will blot out the light underneath it.
I'll be able to see, Betty. Don't worry. Bye.
The smoke's beginning to get in my lungs.
Same here. You better tie a handkerchief around your face.
You give me yours. I'll fix you up first.
Okay.
Hey, I don't relish flying around those flames in this crate full of nitro. There. How's that?
Fine. Well, there's still time for you to bail out, Skeeter, if you want to.
You're going on, ain't you?
I sure am.
That's all I gotta know, then.
Good boy. Better fix your handkerchief over your nose. Wow! Look at that blaze!
Yeah. I've been watching it all the time we was talking.
Look out!
Oh, say, that was plenty close.
I didn't see that oil well, too. We were almost on top of it.
Boy, you can't see anything in this smoke. Talk about ceiling zero. This is ceiling minus.
You're right. I better take her up a little higher.
We didn't pack that nitro none too good, neither. The way that stuff slid around when you took that zoom, it gives me the jitters.
I'll be careful.
What did Betty have to say?
Well, Bryce is up in a plane. They called him, but he doesn't answer.
Well, he ought to know enough to come in anyway.
There's something funny about this, Skeeter.
Funny? It's hilarious. Hey, there's Bryce's plane now.
Where?
There it is. See it?
Oh, yeah. Kind of hard to see. My eyes. That smoke.
Yeah, that smoke's getting thicker, too.
See if he can signal Bryce to go down.
Yeah, I wonder if he can see me.
Try.
Yeah. See if you can get a little closer, Tommy, but be careful.
My eyes are beginning to burn.
Mine, too.
I can't. Look out! Jeez, he came straight at us.
You suppose he can't see where he's going?
He's probably having his troubles, but I think he did that purposely.
Tried to crash us?
Well, I don't think he wants to see us get in with that nitro.
Well, no wonder he didn't come down when they told him.
I'll call the oil field again. Hello? Hello, calling Barlube oil field. Hello, Betty. Hello, calling Barlube oil field. Come in, Barlube.
What is it, Tommy?
Bryce has no intention of coming down. He's trying to crash us.
Tommy, you're loaded with nitro. Pull away from him. Pull away!
Tommy, he circled around. He's coming back, Tom.
Oh, Tommy, please, it's useless. There's a whole conspiracy at work against us. Wilkins wanted to buy these fields, and Uncle John wouldn't sell. Those firefighters are Wilkins' men. You'll see what's happening.
Betty, you'll never get that fire under control with Bryce up here. I'll have to get him down.
Oh, no, Tommy. You can't risk a dogfight.
Tommy! Oh, we got away that time, but guys, tell me, we can't keep this up. What are you going to do?
I don't know yet.
Why not pull away and land someplace? Let Bryce fly a while until his gas gives out. Then he'll have to come down.
Well, by that time, this whole field may be a mass of flames.
That's right, too.
And even if he lands someplace when we land, well, he'll take off again when we do, and then we're just where we started.
Then what can we do?
Watch it!
I see him!
Sure got nerve.
Yeah, but one of those times he's going to connect and it'll mean curtains for all of us. That nitroglycerin is...
Skeeter, I've got it. Give me that mic and then get a couple of those cans of nitro handy.
Here's the mic, but when are you going to...
Get the nitro. I'll tell you. Hello, Betty. Hello there. Calling Barlube Boyle. Calling Barlube Boyle. Tommy Tompkins calling Barlube Boyle. Hello, Betty.
Please come down, Tommy.
Betty. I'm going to try to get above Bryce and bomb his plane with a can of nitro. Better tell everybody to watch out down below.
Tommy, no. You're liable to get hurt. Don't do it.
We'll be all right. I'm just going to cripple Bryce's plane so he'll have to land. But get everybody clear down there in case any of my bombs go wild.
Oh, no, Tommy. I won't
Betty,
let...
quick. Give me the mic and turn the outside speakers off.
Uncle John, Tommy,
the storeroom has caught fire and the flames will spread to the arsenal.
Oh.
I've got to have the boys shoot the storeroom clear.
Do as your uncle says, Betty. And look out below for my bomb.
Quick. Switch over to the outside speakers.
All right, Uncle John. There you are.
Heath, Robbins, Jackson, the storeroom is on fire and spreading to the arsenal. Turn those machine guns on the store and shoot those braces off. You get it, boys? Shoot the storeroom free and keep the ground soaking wet with the hoses.
And men, keep clear of the aeroplanes. Tommy's dropping nitro. Keep clear.
There. They've got those machine guns going. If that arsenal catches fire, this whole field will be a solid, roaring sea of fire. They've got to keep those machine guns.
Can you see him, Tommy?
I think so. Isn't that him?
Huh? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm going to zoom up and then swoop down on him. When I get about 150 feet above him, drop one of those cans of nitro.
Okay, Tommy. I hope it works.
Well, here goes.
All right, let her go. Here she goes.
Did you get him?
I can't see.
Can't see from here either. Get another can ready in case we...
There he is, Tommy. We got him. We got him.
Split his wing.
Nice flying, Tommy.
Oh, good aim, Skeet.
Yeah, but I should aim straight for the cockpit instead of the wing.
Oh, better to let him land. He's got plenty of explaining to do.
Yeah, I guess so. What now, Tommy?
Well, get some more nitro. We're going to fly right over that fire and you'll have a chance for some real aiming. You've got to drop that nitro right into the heart of that fire.
I'll do my best, Tommy. If only that smoke wasn't so...
What's that?
What?
Oh, it's the machine gun.
Machine gun?
Yeah, they use them to shoot away burning...
What in the world? They're shooting at us. They got their machine guns pointing straight at us.
The crazy fools. What's the matter with
them? They're trying to kill us.
What's going on down there?
Tommy. They plugged our gas tank. We're on fire, Tom. We got to make a quick landing or we're sunk.
We're not sunk yet. I'm not going to land until I make a try at blowing out that oil well. Hang on, Skeeter. Here we go.
And we leave Tailspin Tommy and Skeeter diving their crippled plane down through the billowing smoke to make one last attempt to bomb the burning well. Can they smother the blazing inferno before they themselves are engulfed in the towering flames? Be sure to listen to the exciting adventures of Tailspin Tommy tomorrow at the same time, same station. Tailspin Tommy was played by Maurice Murphy and Skeeter by Noah Beery Jr. This is Wendell Niles speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.